This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lifting the lid with Sam and Duncan.
Duncan, the other thing that I know about you is that we are both aspiring authors.
That's true.
You've actually written a couple of books, but I would love to write a book. And so I've found an author who's had an interesting path to where she is. Her brand new book series, Edie's Experiments, has just come out. It is Charlotte Barkler from Adelaide. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Charlotte, bit of a round trip to get to author, civil engineer and then a physics teacher. How did you shift into children's books?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long story. I could probably write a book about my career. But essentially, I started off in engineering, worked as a civil engineer for 5 years, and when I took time off for the birth of my daughter, I did some further study, went into teaching. I've taught maths and physics and science after that. And then it was actually when I took time off again for my son, after he was born, that I got into a bit of writing as a hobby. So essentially, I'd been spending a lot of time, as a lot of parents do, at the library in the kids section and, reading heaps of picture books and everything like that with my young kids. And, I had a few ideas of my own and thought I'd give it a crack.
What will be the career shift after your third kid then? What are you planning on doing then?
Oh, my goodness. no third kid at this point. But the world is my oyster, I guess.
That's right. Look, I guess, you've been to the library. That's what got you into the idea of kids' books. But what is it about writing children's fiction that you really enjoy?
To be honest, I've got a bit of a childish sense of humour. It's probably part of it, a bit of an undeveloped sense of humour. I really like kids' books and kids' movies, to be honest. But I guess the thing with writing fiction, as with reading fiction, when you kind of get into the zone or, when you're reading a book and you're getting carried into that world of fiction, and it's kind of almost mindfulness, I suppose. You're kind of absorbed in the story and, that feeling of enjoyment you get when you're reading, I get the same feeling when I'm writing. Yeah, so it can be really enjoyable to write, and especially kids' books. There's a lot of fun elements that you can bring in and, a little bit of crazy stuff or silly stuff. And, writing for kids is really a fun thing to do.
How long does it take you to write one of these?
So the novel, the first one for Edie's Experiments, I wrote it in bits and pieces. So I was doing it mainly at night or, just in my spare time in between work and other commitments and obviously family commitments as well. So I think I pretty much wrote it over maybe 12 months, maybe 12 to 18 months. And then I, over that period as well, I kind of had joined a writer's group and, we critique each other's work and give feedback and all that kind of thing. And so I went through that process of, editing it and getting everyone's feedback and working it up. So the actual writing and all that, feedback was probably 12 to 18 months, for the first one. And then, but after I signed the contract with Penguin Random House, that was for a 2-book deal. So the first one was done, but the second one I hadn't even started. I just had the rough idea of what I'd do for the second one. So it's kind of more of a, gives a better idea of how long it can take to write a book. Cause I did that one more like in probably 3 to 4 months, I'd say, for the second one. That was concentrating more time. A lot more time on it. It wasn't just in the evenings or anything. I was actually working on it most days, I suppose. So it can really vary.
Charlotte, I've got to ask, though, how many Instagram photos of you at a coffee shop with your computer open and a hashtag writing life did you post?
None.
What?
You
missed them. Unbelievable. How do you call yourself a writer?
I know. I only just joined Instagram when my picture book was published this month in January. Yeah, so now I'm kind of getting a little bit more into the Instagram stuff. But in actual writing, no, I wasn't on Instagram or anything, and maybe that was the key to getting done quickly.
That's very true. What I've always wondered about, especially writing kids' fiction, how do you find an illustrator? You're the writer. Is that something the publishing house does? Do you look around and find an illustrator that you like? How did it work for you?
Yeah, so with Edie's Experiments and also with my picture book, or Bodies of Good Bodies, they were both traditionally published, so through major publishing houses. So, yeah, they do all the sourcing, the illustrator and that side of things. If you were self-publishing, then you would find the illustrator yourself. But, yeah, through the books that I've written, it's always been done by the publisher, and I've been really, really lucky to have amazing illustrators to illustrate my books.
I think about someone who's listening to this who wants to grow up to be a writer, or is even doing something like physics teaching and wants to be a writer like you have. What would you say are the steps to make it happen? How do you get published as an author?
How I went about it? I mean, I think everyone goes about it in a different way probably, but after I kind of, for my first book, it was actually a picture book. So once I'd written that, I just looked up the process because I was completely new. I didn't know anything about publishing really. Mm. And just with some fairly rudimentary internet research, worked out how I could approach publishers, which some are just open to submissions. Mm-hmm. So you can send along your manuscript to them. And that was how I was picked up for my picture book, which was very lucky, I guess. It is kind of hard to get picked out of the slush pile, as they call it, of unsolicited submissions. So that was how I landed my first contract. Other people, sometimes if they've written something up, then they might get it appraised by an editor, like at a writer's conference or that kind of thing. There's a few of those around and a few that specifically target kids writers. So you can kind of develop a relationship with an editor that way. Or you can go through an agent. So with my middle grade series, Edie's Experiments, I actually signed up with an agent first, Sarah McKenzie, and she took me on for that manuscript and sent it around publishers for me. Yeah, I actually was offered a two-book deal by two different publishers through that process. So that was really amazing. Mm. So that's, I guess the third approach. So you kind of either do it yourself, find an agent who's interested to represent you, or kind of, approach editors more through a structured kind of way, like a writer's conference.
That's very cool.
I think it's very rare to have a new author sign on with Penguin Random House. That's like the Super Bowl of publishers right there. Is it awesome? Yeah.
No, it was very exciting.
Yeah, amazing.
Great. We'd love to know more about Edie and her experiments. What are these books about, Charlotte?
Yeah, sure. So Edie is a 10-year-old girl who really loves science. She loves to do different experiments, like strapping cardboard wings to her brother and trying to see if he can fly, or testing how high the swing in the playground can go, that kind of thing. So she kind of views the world as a big experiment or a big science lab. And the first book is How to Make Friends. So Edie has moved across to a new school, and she decides that she'll approach, you know, the situation of starting a new school and trying to make friends like a big experiment. But things don't exactly go to plan. Her attempt to make friends on her first day is that she'll make them some lovely slime, but it ends up in going all over the classroom, and she ends up in trouble with her teacher and the principal, and things kind of go from bad to worse, as you can imagine. But she does eventually find her place.
So, I mean, I think about your civil engineer and then a physics teacher. What were the things initially that got you excited about science growing up?
That is a good question. I suppose What got me excited about it? I've always kind of liked the environmental side of science, I suppose. Like when I was a civil engineer, I was mainly in the water management field. And I suppose, yeah, just kind of the environmental aspects of science is what interests me. In terms of, I guess I took a bit of a different approach to Edie. As a young kid, I wasn't really into slime or anything like that. I don't think we ever did an experiment quite that fun. But when I wrote the character and wrote the story, it was, just kind of trying to think of all the different fun ways to think about science and putting a bit of a different spin on it.
You can't go more than 3 feet in my household without finding slime. It's like my kid's favourite. Oh, my daughter loves science because there's always a right answer, in her opinion. I think she's talking about math, but she's like, loves it, and she loves making science stuff. Yeah, she's all about the experiment.
Cool. Yeah, I think science has gotten fun, like more fun than when I was in school or anything like that. It's gotten a lot more fun and interactive these days.
Do you hope that Edie's love of science will inspire other kids to embrace science too?
Yeah, definitely. I guess when I came up with the idea of the fiction novel but incorporating science, I did want to kind of highlight the fun side or put a bit of a different spin on it, because, there's plenty of wonderful, funny kids' books out there, but I hadn't really seen too many that, explored the science theme, I suppose, in a fictional and funny manner. So, I guess it's a bit of a point of difference and, I really hope it does kind of inspire kids to look beyond the kind of stereotype of science that you sometimes get in the, in the media of being a bit dull and boring and everything. And, so hopefully it'll enthuse some young scientists.
Fantastic. Well, the good news is Edie's Experiments, How to Make Friends, is out now. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.